Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Come on now, Dan. How did you book this guy? This is nepotism. Another guy named Giordano, and it's almost stereotypical. His first name is Tony Giordano. What's next? You're going to have a Guido Giordano in hour three? Too many Giordanos here, Dan. Come on, we need a nice Polish name.
I feel outnumbered.
With all those W's and K's in there, right? That's what we need. That's right. Let's go to South Philly. I'm not sure if they're still at the Target.
Oh, they are.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Anthony Giordano, who is the leader of Stand Up for South Philly and Take Our Streets Back, and they clean the streets in South Philly. You know, in South Philly, Dan, you don't fool around with trash down there as far as the steps and everything. Oh, no. You don't fool around. And they guarded the Target in South Philly because they thought it was going to be a target of looters. Anthony Giordano is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Anthony, welcome in. Where are you right now?
Thank you guys for having me on this morning. We're outside of Target at Front and Snyder, like you said earlier to your listeners a few seconds ago.
Now, Front and Snyder in that area there, too, is maybe seeing better times, a little bit rough, would you say?
I mean, there's sections of all parts of the city where you're going to have that. Second Street is one of the tighter-knit communities in our city, and there's plenty of tight-knit communities throughout our city. These individuals down here have strong family commitment and things of that nature, just like other families throughout our city have also.
So Anthony, you guys decided, like, what time yesterday and why to guard the Target down there at Front and Snyder?
It was about 5 o'clock in the evening last night. My wife said there's a rumor swirling around that the Target and the Snyder Plaza was going to get hit. I run that organization, Stand Up South Philly. We have over 10,000 members. I started this movement back in January of 2020, and it took off. We're a nonviolent group. We don't promote racism of any kind. We're totally against. I want to make sure of this, Dom, that I say this, that we are totally against police brutality and the murdering of innocent black people throughout the country, and we do not stand for anything like that. My family did get death threats last night, and they are tweeting out that Anthony Giordano right now stands for murdering of all black people. That's 100% incorrect. I encourage all black people, African Americans, Asian Americans, Latino Americans, if we do not unite this city, it's going to burn to the ground, in my opinion. And we were out here to pick this section of the city to handle this. Not only were we protecting the Target, we were protecting our shopping center down here, okay? We were protecting the neighborhoods down here. This is the only Target. Fox National News picked this up last night. This is one of the only Targets in the country that has not burned. We're not trying to keep people out of it. We're not trying to keep the good people out of it. I agree 100% with the anger and the protest, but the peaceful protest, not the looting and the robbing and the burning of buildings down. That's unacceptable. That's not how you get your point across. Peacefully, stand united, and I want to unite this city, and anybody who wants to stand with me united is more than welcome to join our cause.
But let me ask you, Anthony, how did you do that then, you know, in these other situations? And, you know, I know your background. I know you're very pro-cop. Police, at least at the upper level, seem to frown on this. They see this as vigilante actions. We don't want to encourage people because if the looters come, they'll say, well, it's just they're taking material. We don't want to have physical contact with you and some looters.
Well, last night, the Philadelphia Police Department did come down here. The captain from the 3rd District, the South Division Inspector, was down here. We spoke in length together. I explained to him that we are a peaceful movement. And they said, as long as you keep it peaceful, Anthony, you're getting picked up nationally. You have to understand one thing, that, you know, it's drawing attention to the area. We don't want as much attention as it is getting, and I understand their point, too. They need to put their resources where they go. We are definitely not vigilantes. We're not here to cause violence. We don't want violence to come. There were people that came by here last night and did say different things, like, what are you going to do if we rush the place? We stood peacefully on a line. We did not attack anyone. We did not turn into any vigilantes. I will not allow that to happen. They'll be removed from the group. You'll be told to go home. You'll be arrested if it has to be done. We stand firm with the Philadelphia Police Department. And we are not a vigilante movement. We are peaceful protest, not even protest. We rally. We were one of the groups that was instrumental in shutting.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Say that again. You broke up there a little bit.
I'm sorry, we were one of the groups that were instrumental in shutting down the safe injection sites in South Philadelphia, working with other civic leaders.
I see the guys that are there, and you know, ordinary people may not want to try this because these are South Philly guys who are not intimidated easily. I think that's part of it. You know what I mean? You're peaceful, but these are not the type of guys you push around easily, and that maybe is why it's working.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You can't. You have to stand and show some kind of unity and say to everyone, no, it's not going to happen on our watch. But when you say something like that, you're not being a racist. We're not. I don't want anybody to believe that we're being racist. We're not inviting trouble to come down. We're just standing here. If trouble comes down, they're inviting the confrontation that we do not want. We also do not want our buildings and our neighborhoods to burn down. In West Philadelphia, they were burning down entrepreneurial businesses. There are gentlemen in that neighborhood that are going to be out of work for good now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's absolutely, this is almost anarchy. This is almost civil terrorism. This is out of control. It has to be stopped. I mean, and the only way to stop it is if you stand up peacefully. That's the big move, peacefully. People need to know that we are out here and doing that.
Anthony Giordano with us from The Target at Front and Snyder in South Philly. So how long, how are you prepared to do this, Anthony? And how many people have you drawn? It looks like dozens have come by at some point or other here.
Well, last night we had over about anywhere between 250 to 300 people. Right now, we're dwindled down a little bit from that. People, you know, went to work this morning. We have basically the Philadelphia Police Department helped us barricade the area off last night. And it's just it's just to save the neighborhood. I mean, why would you? Does justice for Mr. Floyd get served by stealing and looting and burning buildings down, by getting a new pair of sneakers, a 70-inch TV? The people that peacefully protested, this started on, Friday night, Saturday night?
Right.
And once they went home, and then the rioters came out. That's the only word. They're not protesting. They're rioting. It's unfortunate that this is happening and stuff like that.
Anthony, please stay in touch, and Dan will too. Good luck. I'm so glad how this has happened, what you've done. I'm glad the police are working with you, and that you probably, because these are the places that are being hit, targets, and particularly business sectors like where you are, just like the one in Port Richmond that was hit.
Yes. I mean, Absolutely. Fox News National picked this up last night, and they were showing the contrast of two different areas. You had the targets getting looted, and then they went to our target down here, not to say our target, the target in South Philadelphia, down here, and they're like, wow, a contrast of two different sides of what's happening right now. And that's all we're trying to do. I stand with everyone who is fired up and aggravated about what happened in Minnesota. That was an atrocity. Those officers were absolutely wrong, and they're going to be punished for that. And we do not stand for racism. We stand hand-to-hand with the African-American community, the protesters that are protesting peacefully. That's how you get your message across.
All
What's
right,
happening
Anthony.
Right now is not going to get that message across.
Thanks, Anthony. Thanks for joining us. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dom. Take care. Now, anytime you need to call me, you just reach out.
Okay, we will. Thank you, Anthony.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.